afternoon, everybody, and happy Thanksgiving.
That's right. Happy Thanksgiving to each of you. We hope that you're having a great day already, and we do praise God for each of you. We thank God for including us in his plan for this day. But truly, this is indeed the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. As you can see, Lady Kim has still got sweat on her brow. She's been in the kitchen most of the morning, but it's almost that time. And so we hope and pray that each of you are having a great day today. We just wanted to come on for a few minutes to just to wish all of you a happy Thanksgiving as we move throughout this day. And we ought to always give God thanks. Isn't that right, Lady Kim?
Amen.
You know, there are so many things that come into our minds and in our hearts during this season. There are so many reflections that we have in terms of what we can be thankful for, and then how we look back over our lives and we see just how good God has been to us. And we ought not wait till one day of the year before we start to give God thanks for everything that he's done. But I thank him today for his keeping power. I thank him for saving and delivering, for healing and setting free. And the Bible says, he who the Son sets free is free indeed. And so we yet give him praise today. And so we're certainly grateful. Lady Kim, do you have anything to be thankful for today?
I have a lot to be thankful for life, for health, for strength, for God sustaining us, for every day, as you say, is a day of Thanksgiving.
That's right, every day. And so we yet give God praise. We are not going to try to go through any particular scripture or anything. We'll just have a little word of prayer with you. I was looking and meditated and praying and deliberating this morning. But First Chronicles, the 16th chapter and verse number 34 is one where we can really just kind of gleam upon today. But also, if we go back to that 29th verse and read all the way down to verse 36, that will really kind of enlighten us in terms of some of the things we have to be thankful for, and sometimes the things that we take for granted. But we don't have to wait till Thanksgiving Day before we give God praise. Verse number 29 reads, "Give to the Lord the glory, do his name, bring an offering and come before him. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. The world also is firmly established, and it shall not be moved. Let the heavens rejoice, let the earth be glad, and let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Let the sea roar in all of its fullness. Let the fields rejoice and all that is in it. Then the trees of the wood shall rejoice before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth." And verse 34 says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord,
yes,
for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And save us, O God, of our salvation. Gather us together and deliver us from the Gentiles to give thanks to your holy name, to triumph in your praise. Bless the Lord, O Lord God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting."
Amen.
And so that 34th verse, really, it just kind of summarizes the day, and then it gives us clarity in terms of what we have to be thankful for. It says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good." Would you agree with the
Amen.
With the writing
good.
Of the First Chronicles on that? "For he is good." And we used to say, God is good
all the time.
God is good. And so we have to give thanks unto the Lord for his goodness, for his mercy, and do it forever.
Amen.
And so we have a right, a reason, and a responsibility to give God praise and yet thank him for all that he's done,
yes,
all that he's doing,
hallelujah,
and all that he will do.
Yes.
"For the word decrees that eyes haven't seen, nor ears heard, neither have there entered into the heart of men the things that God has prepared for those who love him."
Yes.
And so I want to tell somebody on this Thanksgiving Day that you have a reason to give him praise.
Hallelujah.
Even if you don't have everything that you have been anticipating God to do in your situation, continue to trust the timing of God. That old song just sprung up in my spirit. It may not come when you want him to, but we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that he's always on time. Anything you want to add, Lady Kim?
Oh, we're just thankful to God for all of his many blessings. We thank God for each and every one of you, for your consistency in your living, your giving, your loving. And we ask God's continuous blessings to be upon you and your household during this season of Thanksgiving.
All right. Well, as you gather around your table, even if you're by yourself, know that you're not by yourself, because God is just sustaining us. And when we're with God, then we're more than conquerors. With God, we can do all things.
All things.
And we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that he's promised in his word that he would never leave us nor forsake us. So even as you gather around your table, make sure that you take time out to tell the Lord thank you.
Thank you.
Let's say a prayer. God, we're extremely grateful and we bless you and we thank you. We're thankful for the reminder in your word that you are good and that your mercy endureth forever.
Yes.
And so, God, on this Thanksgiving Day, as many are gathering today for in your celebration, we pray, the Lord, that you will cause us to remember just how far you brought us and how good you've been to us. And so we love you today. We honor you and we give you praise in advance for what you're going to do. We thank you for your keeping power and for sustaining us. And God, now we pray that even as we continue throughout this day, that it might be a God-filled day and that we may be ever mindful of all that you've done. And we give you praise even now. Lady Kim, will you lead us in a prayer of thanksgiving?
God, we thank you, and we are abundantly grateful for all that you have done for us. God, during this season of Thanksgiving, we lift up those who may not know you as Lord and Savior of their lives. God, as we lift them up to you, we know also that as we sit around a table of abundance today, that there are others, oh God, who are less fortunate than we are. So God, we lift up those who are less fortunate than ourselves. Allow them, oh God, to fill their hungry stomachs today. Allow them, oh God, to thank you for the many blessings in which you have bestowed upon us all. And we thank you, God, for family and for friends near and far, for those who are gathered together today to give your name glory and honor and praise, for you alone are worthy of all of our praise. We thank you for our ATOP family, and we ask your continued blessings to be upon us all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, we have a God-filled day today, and we hope and pray that you will just relax and enjoy yourself. Don't eat too much, but make sure that you spend some quality time, and in all things give thanks this is the will of God concerning you.
Amen.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Have a blessed day.
Be blessed.
Bye-bye.